Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
When English settlers first landed on New England's shores, they faced the challenge of surviving in hastily built one-room homes crafted from rough-hewn clapboards and insulated with wattle and dow. The houses were cold, dark, drafty, and completely energy inefficient. Contrast these primitive dwellings with modern passive or net-zero houses, now gaining popularity with modern home builders. We take a look at what's new in home energy. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you. Once again, they are all virtual. 10x10 New Play Festival, short and sweet. 10 10-minute plays times 10 playwrights equals 100 minutes of joy. The 10-10 Festival, the highlight of the winter theater season, is back to shake those winter blues away from the comfort of your own home. These short plays from a varied group of celebrated playwrights were performed by 10x10 alumni and filmed live on the Barrington Stage Company's Boyd Quinson Stage. Titles include the comedic Don't Call Me Cupid. What could go wrong if Cupid shoots his arrow? Well, it turns out quite a lot. In drama, Blind Larks tells the story of four teachers on a field trip who get trapped in a rock fall and find that their thoughts can affect their chance of survival. Once purchased, you will have 24 hours to watch the show. The Kingian Legacy of Nonviolence, from Selma to 2021. Dr. Bernard Lafayette, activist, minister, educator, lecturer, and world-leading authority on nonviolence for social change, is one of the last of a legendary generation of civil rights era activists. Working closely with Dr. King, from Freedom Rider to the Selma Montgomery March, Lafayette protested, was beaten, and arrested 27 times. For the last six decades, he's dedicated his life to the teachings and practice of nonviolence. Lafayette will give us an historical glimpse into the civil rights movement, instrumentality of nonviolence, and its relationship to current events for equal rights and social justice today. What's cooking this week? Savory and sweet crepes, bringing France home. Join Tess Kelly for an informative and delicious crepe-making class as she shares skills she learned in France. Tess will present four recipes, two sweet classic Parisian crepes and two savory traditional galettes, all use the same classic French batter. Tess, a pastry chef and founder of Seraphine Bakery, trained with the chef of a patisserie located beneath her Paris apartment. You can cook along with Tess during the class or simply watch, take notes, and cook later. Dumplings from Scratch, Bundles of Joy. This unique class will take you from the traditions of Asian farmers to the scenic woods of Italy. Join Chef Carrie Chen for a hands-on tour through a three-course dumpling meal. Learn how to use authentic Chinese recipes, enhanced with Western ingredients, for universal skills that you'll apply to your cooking forever after. You'll begin by creating wrappers from scratch, then learn about traditional fillings, super green vegetarian options, and even dessert. Discover the versatility of dumplings, and at the end, you'll never look at them the same way again. Starting from seeds, from rooftop pots to garden beds. A master gardener and educator will lecture on the benefits and practices of starting plants from seed. Growing your own seeds is an economical way to fill garden space and enjoy a much wider variety of plants than you would find in any nursery. She'll discuss where to start and how to understand the information found on seed packets and in catalogs. you'll learn how to meet environmental conditions for home seed germination and the process of starting seeds to transplanting seedlings in the garden. Check out our website for contact information. You can access this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up to date, so do check it out. At Home on the Lake, we welcome you spawn builders to our pages located in Litchfield. They recently transformed a late 20th century lakeside home to make it reflect modern elegance. We have the story and lots of pictures. Our favorite thing, Innisfree Garden in Millbrook, New York, is breaching the pandemic divide with a series of lectures this spring. The remaining webinars will be available on Zoom. The next is entitled Innisfree, a study in slow gardening with landscape curator Katie Caron. New this week, a monthly column, Sitting Down With, by Joseph Montebello. This week he interviews Deirdre Houlihan de Cara, a force to be reckoned with. If she were running for office, you would vote for her in a heartbeat. As executive director of Fish since 2013, she's passionate about her job and Fish patrons. She never says no, and there's nothing she won't attempt to make something or someone better. Berkshire Kitchen, Cole Cannon. Some foods are inextricably tied to certain cultures. In this case, potatoes to Ireland. Jane traveled through about a decade ago and was shocked to see that meals were accompanied by not one, but often three types of potatoes on the same dish. A typical combination was mashed potatoes, boiled potatoes, and fried potatoes. This recipe is easy, delicious, and for, guess what? Potatoes. Country Homes in Kinderhook, New York. Worthy of an historic movie setting, the 1785 house is nestled among other historic gems of revival architecture. This unique offering is defined by generous formal rooms with rich embellishments and moldings, to private rooms on the second and third floor. Tenderly maintained by the current owner, this property is the perfect size for one person or a large family. Inner elegance. It's breathtaking to think that there's little about our lives that feels the same as it did this time last year. To continue the analogy, it's as if the storm has blown us far off the life course we had imagined, and now we must navigate uncharted waters. All we can know is that we've left the apparent safety of what was, and the old world constructs exist only in our collective memory. Behind the page, stuff and more stuff. I'm moving and must prepare to put my apartment on the market. Chore 1, remove all photographs, clean all tabletops, bookcases, and counters. In short, a total sweep. My musings on far too much stuff. A poem from Rumi. Although this poet and scholar lived 8 centuries ago, his work might have been written yesterday. In his poem, The Guest House, he urges us to welcome whatever enters our life. Thank COVID-19, to learn and to grow. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. As you stay home, shelter in place with Berkshire Style. Stay safe, have an amazing week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.